Hey everyone, it's Megan Trainor.
And I'm her big bro Ryan.
And we're starting a podcast called
Working on it.
Episodes drop every Wednesday, and we can't wait for you to listen. Listen to Working on It on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
You were already starting to laugh because you knew what I was going to talk about. No, the vest I'm wearing.
Yes.
And then she goes.
It's not even what I was laughing.
Okay, good. So I'm not like some beacon of fashion. I know that.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I'm doing okay in the J game. They need to be cleaned up. Your kicks are always spotless.
You got to wear them though.
What's that?
No, you got to wear them.
You got to wear them. Even with
scuffs.
A little. Yeah. I don't know. Are you a perfect shoe wear?
No, I wear them.
Okay.
Yeah. If they get like, if it's like egregious, I stepped in mud.
Nice word.
I will clean it. Thank you.
Ooh, somebody bought a Webster's during COVID.
I use egregious a lot.
Do you really? Do you really? Is it a go-to? Man, my go-to apparently might be bewildered.
Oh, that's a good one.
But it doesn't like, it's not one of those words that makes you look smart. It's just, it stands out a little bit. People go,
Depending on
and you
the
go, confused,
context.
And they go, just say that, man. Are you trying to one-up me in the game of life?
Well, your vest is, this is a one-piece. This is connected. No, I like it. I have
it's connected with the hood. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. The sweatshirt and vest is one.
I dig it. Okay. As well it should be. I think Keith Sweat rapped about that at one point. The vest and hoodie coming together and being one. Brian Manight says we're trying to get back at one, which was the vest and hoodie combo together.
That's what they were talking about? I never knew.
Are you gullible? I think we've covered it in a couple of other pods. Or maybe I'm just an amazing actor. So I bought this. I just have this problem. I'm an impulse buyer, first of all.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
is that from like Urban Outfitters? It's got an Urban
I don't
oh,
think
wait,
so.
RBCA?
It's from like a
PacSun.
It is from like an off brand. Like you wouldn't expect this place to sell these.
Yeah, PacSun sells essentials.
Lube. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, what?
I don't know. Yeah.
I was like,
PacSun, yeah.
Tongue rings?
That's just the joke. Tongue rings, yeah. PacSun was Spencer's
that
gifts.
That was, okay.
Adjacent.
I was going to go Hot Topic. That's where you could get all the rings.
All
the tongue
rings.
Ring, the eyebrow ring, the nose ring. They
yo,
had
and other
all
rings,
the rings.
If you asked, they were like, I'm "Yo, sure. Gavin works on Tuesdays. Come then, he'll poke you wherever you want with that ring." Hot Topic was R.I.P. that place as well, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, and a pre-COVID thing.
I think it just. I actually don't know.
Moms of America got together and said,
"Yeah, no more."
Hey, can the mall not?
This is egregious.
It is. This is so egregious. Yeah. So I think this is, it's not urban. It's not, urban's cooler than this, I feel like.
Oh, really? No, I feel like that's something you could see in Urban Outfitters.
I wear this
sure.
on stage now. It's a good Seattle vest.
Yes.
I've had a lot of,
Seattle.
Is that REI?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, didn't realize how much REI shoppers want to connect with other REI shoppers over REI purchases.
Do they climb that rock wall too?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a thing? At the one in Seattle?
Oh, yeah. Have you been to the one
I've
here?
I've never been. I know. I'm not officially in a Seattleite.
I ain't about to give you shit about that.
Thank you.
You haven't been to REI in Seattle?
Yeah.
And you're like the mayor here. And you haven't been?
I appreciate that.
What are the, let's real quick cover your,
okay.
Because you're here for a little bit of time during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to go back to the East Coast.
Yeah, all over the place.
Bouncing around.
Yeah.
You were in LA for a little bit. I missed you. What were you doing there?
When was that? That was a while ago.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
I think you're a jet setter.
You know, sometimes stuff pops off and you just got to go.
Yeah.
I was just in LA like 4 days ago.
Whoa.
And then I went to Phoenix to visit Dee and Penny, Dinah
cool.
Taurasi.
Cool.
They had a new baby.
Whoa.
It was a lot of fun. Caught a Suns game, even better.
Even cooler. Oh, wait, I think I saw you guys courtside.
Yeah. That was that.
Man, how dope is that? I've sat courtside once, and obviously you're playing, so that's as courtside as you can get.
Yeah.
But as a spectator.
And I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
That's all I know. What do you mean, how is it? That's all I know.
Yeah. But is it like that? I mean, since you're such a Hoops fan, like, can you, when you're that close, is it, I guess just, you know what I'm trying to ask.
It's amazing.
Can you separate, and is it cooler, not cooler than playing, but is it, because you've probably sat in suites and higher up or whatever, so.
Yeah, it definitely depends on what kind of evening you want, whether you want courtside, seat, or whatever, or suite.
Because then that's going to affect
Yeah, if you're in a suite, you're kind of detached from the whole thing,
right?
I feel like. Suites are
great.
You can
show up in this shit.
You can show up in whatever
Guess
you want.
Guess what? I ain't seen a word. Any courtside shots of me in this. You know what I'm saying? So you have to plan accordingly, right? If you're going to sit courtside.
Oh, yeah.
The kicks, the jacket, the whole thing. Whatever you're going to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's put, no one just got up that day and was like, oh, I guess I'll just wear some jeans.
Yeah.
No, they thought
about it. You're
going
to get called out because you're getting on that Jumbotron. Did you?
So they came over for the Jumbotron and Dee was like, no, I'm good. That was her call too.
Hometown
they were
kid.
probably going to announce her. She's like, she was with her son. A lot was happening.
I totally respect that, man.
Although I do have a great story. So,
Please. So
this is the best part about being courtside. First of all, especially if it's an NBA game, you're just, no matter how many times I'm around these guys, you're just like, God damn, they're big. Like, they're just big people.
Right?
They're huge.
Yes.
They're huge.
What
except,
the fuck? You forget.
You forget. So I shouldn't say except. Chris Paul is actually not the biggest, but shout out Chris Paul.
Shout out Chris Paul. What is he? He's like 6'4".
I don't even know if he's that tall.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not even sure he's that tall.
Which
is even more impressive that he does what he does.
1,000%.
You know what I mean?
I used to always hear that certain NBA guys would lie about their height, like on their trading cards.
We all do. Let's be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like 5'9", which is
hilarious. Oh, yeah. I say 6'1", and then somebody called me out the other day, and I was like, because I'm like, I go, well, 6'3". My buddy goes, you round up?
Yeah.
And I go, I mean,
everybody round up.
Yeah, everybody. Thank you. You wouldn't want that little extra
Who's
quarter.
Who's this guy who doesn't round up?
I mean, dude, I don't want to say his name.
Okay.
Brad Williams. He's a dwarf. Now, Sue.
Got me.
Okay, so you're sitting courtside. You
I
know
coach,
Brad?
I coach Brad.
Shout out to Brad.
I coach Brad. So we're sitting courtside, and we're kind of in like this, like, we're in the corner, but it's like caddy corner. Anyways, so Chris Paul shoots a shot from the three-point line in that corner, and he kind of like falls back.
Yeah.
Right? Like almost like into us. And Dee, who knows him really well, we know him really well, Olympics, whatnot, she like smacks him on the ass, like pretty hard. It was pretty hard. And he's now like in, it's like as he's turning to run back on defense, boom, smack. And he has this moment where it takes him a second and then he looks back and the look on his face is, I'm going to fucking, he had no idea. And then the minute he sees that it's D, the face went from like, who the fuck, to just dying laughing.
That's
like
amazing.
Dying laughing.
Oh,
so then we
God.
Start dying
yeah,
laughing.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
laughing all the way back. And then they call timeout. He's still laughing.
That's amazing.
The whole time. We're like, I hope the camera caught it. I can't even. The
that's
look on his face.
So funny.
And so that's what, when you're Diana Taurasi in Phoenix,
you can smack an ass and get away with it.
Man, it was more like side hip, but you know.
Enough though, right?
Oh yeah, no, it was like bah.
She went for it.
She went for
you
it.
You can
She's
tell
like,
from
Come
the
on,
sound.
Make that shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
it was
so
really funny.
That's so cool to because I mean, and you can speak to this, like when you're in the heat of the moment of the game, like I don't know those types of things. Like I mean, I'll just speak from a stand up point. If I'm like in a bit and I'm like, you know, and it's ramping up and someone screams something out and just pulls the rug out from under it.
I just want to kill them.
I mean, you know, I've learned from my mistakes.
Yeah.
I've definitely, you know.
Do you just go right back at them?
Sometimes I try to ignore it.
Okay.
Because especially if it's the last, like my last like 30, 40 seconds of the bit. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, but then sometimes if it's so obnoxious and this has happened, you just can't avoid it because everyone's hearing it. Especially if they're in the front row and they're hammered. I've already been talking to them and making them feel part of the show. So they're taking advantage of that now. And it's so loud that you just have to stop. And then you go, all right, maybe I'll finish the end of the bit. Or maybe I'll just, you know,
this'll be my
roll the dice. And I'll however the show ends is going to be now based around this. And you have to adjust. And it sucks. But so I can only imagine. It's definitely made me be like, I'm going to quit comedy tonight. So when you're in the moment like that, like, and you miss that, like to have that happen, especially when you're assuming it's fan.
Right.
Which
yeah.
especially this day and age, unfortunately, like.
I know anything could happen.
Yeah. You're
people
just assuming fan first.
Yeah,
you're not assuming homie first.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I've never had a fan smack my ass, so I'm very thankful for that.
Thank God. Yeah.
That might be.
Well,
that
we'll
might
get
be, if I you might ask, be a joker on him.
If you let Brad to sit courtside. I think is that the one exception? I think dwarves get a free pass, don't they?
I'll have to look in the
Wait, so, okay. So when you are that dialed in, though, on the court.
Yeah.
How much, let's take away, you know, butt slaps, screams from that close.
Oh, yeah, you can hear
heckle,
it. Oh,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah, there are times where, oh, no, like, you can hear it. I'll start there.
Yeah.
You can hear it. Anyone who's saying they can't hear it, like they're lying. You just get really good at ignoring it. Now, there might be something in the middle of a play or whatever, maybe you don't catch. But if it's like a free throw, a dead ball, and you're kind of just standing there and somebody yells something out, oh, you hear it. You just get really good at ignoring your name. especially if it's negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there have definitely been times where I've, like, you know, gone up to a ref and been like, what the hell? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And let's say we're on the road and a fan will be like, shut up, Sue. Oh, I hear it. there are only a couple times where I've, like, looked back and been like, no, you shut up. Which is, you know, how to...
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
No, you suck.
You're ugly.
You're ugly. You smell. Yeah. I mean, but what do you?
What are you supposed to say?
What can you say? Also,
yeah. Or like, we'll go into a whole like diatribe. Like, well, you actually bought tickets to see me play, not the other way. Like,
that would be the move. People would really respect that. Yeah. I also just don't understand how. I mean, in high school, the last time I played, when I felt like it mattered, you know, and people would scream out, "Brick." I mean, that shit.
See, like that you don't hear. When you're playing, you don't hear anything.
Gotcha.
That you very, very rarely. I mean, I don't even hear the defense or the music that's going on.
Whoa. I've spent a lot of emotional energy screaming defense.
So,
and you don't even hear it?
Yeah, let me put it this way. When you're on the road, you don't hear it at all.
Okay.
When you're at home and it's like a hype moment.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily hear the words. You just like feel like the excitement of it. So you got to keep doing that.
Okay.
Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, I don't. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm contributing to a larger sound. And that's all you're hearing. You're not hearing the actual. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I mean, there are fans out there that probably would take my actual stance there. But it's like, hey, man, for the sake of the game.
Oh, no, like the noise, you can like feel it. The noise has energy. You know what I'm saying?
The noise so it's has
like
energy. I think you just wrote a fucking slogan for some sort of energy drink called energy. I don't know, the
noise
bird feet bird oh, seed.
We're going that route.
Have I you like thought
bird,
about this yet?
Bird seed? No, I have a friend that wants me to open up a deli and like call it the Nest or something. And
you
like
have another friend that wants you to open up a deli, the Nest.
Yeah,
get the
and then
fuck
like everything
out.
Is bird seed, bird feed. I don't know.
Yeah, you do know, and that's it. Don't act like this hasn't been thought out.
No, I'm just
blueprints.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. It was more of that was the kind of I don't know. Oof. I don't know if I'm.
You're deli ready.
Out. Yeah, I don't know if I'm deli ready.
By the way, that's for sure. There's somebody in the world who, when they're like, "Yo, we're going to the deli," and he's like, "Dude, look at me, man. I ain't deli ready."
Yeah, I'm not deli ready.
Yeah, you look at this, man. I want to open a. Let me just pitch on this.
Okay.
And I'm very serious about it.
Okay.
So you can laugh because it sounds silly. But okay. I just want you to know, like, business model wise,
this is
like,
okay, I'm excited.
If I hit the Powerball big, it's the first thing first I'm doing. Thing. I mean, help your family out. Then this.
Okay. Help him.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll see. Maybe just make him a part
Charity.
Of the. Yeah. 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 Go see Celine live again.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. Do you like macaroni and cheese?
I do.
I feel like I'm now on Shark Tank. Hi, guys. Hi, Sharks. Who likes mac and cheese? Yeah. So, you know, when you're out late, mm-hmm. we've all been out late. We've all had a good time, right? You throw back a couple cocktails, do what have you. And the munchies start creeping in. Mm-hmm. And we're talking post-midnight.
Okay.
You're still hanging at midnight wherever you are. House party, bar, club, whatever you're doing. A boat if you're Al Gore, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just living the high life. I don't know. My friend's parents told me once Al Gore was on their boat in like cans.
Popped.
And that just popped in my head.
Love it.
Yeah. There's probably many other cool
it's
people that
there.
Have been on boats. Yeah. Yeah. And so you're looking for some late night eats. It's a late night eat spot, right?
Okay.
And it's always, you think late night eats, you think, I mean, now with Postmates, Uber Eats, you can get whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still cool to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like in New York especially.
Yeah, like if you haven't, even though I haven't been to REI, I have waited in line at Dick's at like, what time is it? If it closes at 2, at like 1:59, just like waiting and hoping that I make it in there.
Oh, my God.
So I have experienced
Where
that.
Where is that security cam footage of Sue Bird patiently waiting and hoping
100%.
And seeing them almost like close up and,
oh, it's very.
Hey, you turn the fry machine back on, right? And they're like,
you don't know if you're getting in.
You don't.
You don't.
Are you talking about the one next to
just the one in Queen Anne?
I was about to say Key Arena.
Oh yeah, the one next to Key Arena. It's okay.
Next to Climate Pledge.
It's gonna take all of us a minute.
It's gonna take a minute. It's like when my dad first shaved his mustache. I was like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you know, late night eats. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dick's.
Gotcha,
this
gotcha.
Is exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. You're on board.
You want to go.
You want to go. You want to go to the place, mm-hmm. and you need something a little greasy, a little whatnot, and pizza, and even just ordering stuff to the crib is fine. So macaroni and cheese. Have you been to Pink Berry before, or any frozen yogurt spot where you go in? You've got like five or six different types of yogurt, and then you got your topping spot.
Yeah.
Oh, were you on Sue's face for when she just smiled and got where the idea's going?
Ding.
Ding, the bell went off. Well, animated in a light bulb. So it's a mac and cheese bar. Yeah. Okay. It's a mac and cheese bar.
Okay.
So you got like the same way you would have like all those different types of froyo, you got all different types of pasta. Okay. You got your bow tie, you got your rigatoni, you got your
classic whatever.
Noodle, you got your what'd you say, elbow pasta?
Isn't it the elbow?
Yeah, I think yeah. So
do you got spirals? I was a big crab spiral.
God bless you.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you can change. You can go with themes. You can mix Christmas, it up. Little trees.
Yes.
Little Santas.
Holy shit. Yeah. Maybe even just a little Kraft noodles. See if they want to get involved. You know. Because yeah. I mean, not that they're like out of the game. They're always in the game. No, but I feel like Kraft could always want to be a part of something special.
Auntie something has taken over Kraft. Auntie Anne's. But isn't that the pretzel? Is it the same company?
By the way, here's where my brain goes. I thought you were about to take us on a whole nother. And be like, I think anti-Semitism has taken over. I was like, Sue, if we could stay on macaroni and cheese for a minute. Auntie Anne's,
yeah. Is it kosher?
Yeah. Auntie M's, great.
Yeah, it's like taking over. So Kraft might want in on this.
Kraft,
I'm with you.
Kraft is one of those businesses, and I don't know their slogan or jingle.
Yeah.
You know, a jingle's been stuck in my head, real quick tangent, lately, is the Pepto-Bismol one. I'm singing it at karaoke.
Hopefully you come
to my wedding, I'm singing it there, because it will be karaoke.
I'll be there.
Here's, do you not know the song from Pepto-Bismol?
I mean, like, the minute you say it.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. I mean, is that not...
It's on replay.
My brain is in a weird spot right now. The last few weeks have been very, like, where that is just, I'll be just singing an Uber. The guy was like, is that the Pepto-Bismol song? I was like, fuck yeah, dude. 6 stars coming your way. Okay, so we've got a mac and cheese late night bar open till I think 4. You got toppings.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever been a mac and cheese topping guy.
No, me neither.
But what are you thinking when I say toppings for mac and cheese?
People go lobster mac and cheese. Mm. People like bacon in that joint.
Yeah.
You could have different kinds of cheeses.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the second step.
That's the second step. That's okay. Those camp
pasta.
Cafeteria vats of scoop
oh my God.
Nacho. Parmesan, I mean, like every type of melted cheese you want.
Yeah.
It's being poured on hot pasta.
What else do people like on mac and cheese? Those are the only two I could think
of. Potheads will probably chime in on the message.
Yeah, any kind of meat. Oreos, it could be like a hamburger helper situation.
Everyone said what?
Like a hamburger helper situation.
Yeah,
people love meat. Any kind of meat would go in there.
Meats and pastas, yeah.
Yeah.
Always have a seat at the table together.
I mean, sounds pretty good.
So you could get very clever with that part.
Yeah, you could.
And then I guess I want 90s cartoons on.
Vegan cheese.
Vegan cheese. Oh, you need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you need gluten-free pasta, too.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't know which shark you are, but you're the one that just made me go, yes.
I'm Robert.
Cool.
I feel like anyone walks in. Do you have a dog with you? Doesn't he, like, freak out every time there's
always
a dog?
Yeah. Yes. It's so funny.
Yeah, I'm, like, the excited one.
Yeah, and you want to try to figure out a way. Robert, I feel like, doesn't go out as early as some of the others do.
No, yeah. No, he'll stay in. He's got heartstrings.
He does.
You can pull on those.
You can tug on them.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. If you're like me and you love sports, but you miss the biggest sports headlines from the night before and you go, God damn it, I'm such a fucking idiot. Ever wonder how that might affect or impact this week's bets? Relive the best in sports from the night before with BetMGM Tonight. Bless you. Presented by BetMGM. What is this show anyway? I'll tell you, Gramps, it's a high-energy live destination for casual and hardcore sports fans alike. Engaging, polarizing, relevant, get caught up in the sports betting world with a heavy dose of entertainment. Host Quentin Mayo of NBC Sports Washington and Ryan Horvath of 1250 AM The Fan and Trista Crick are joined by on-site correspondents to bring you insider information in real time. You know that every detail matters when making bets, and BetMGM Tonight dives deeper to help give you the edge. Look, it's fun to bet on the game, but it's even more fun when you've got the inside scoop from fun, entertaining people that have the comic gene as they're talking about the sports and games you love. So tune in to BetMGM Tonight, presented by BetMGM. Listen on Odyssey, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
You get your heartstrings tugged at quite a bit.
From time to time.
When's the last time you've cried at a good rom-com or a good commercial or a good...
Yeah.
I mean, I know...
So I cry at sports a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, it's like something about like when the final horn goes off and you see the emotion. Like that... I don't like boo-hoo, but like I have to like be like, and wipe one away. So that happens.
Didn't that happen...
I just cried recently at a movie and I can't remember.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to be able to pull it.
Is it Air Bud 7? Golden Retriever.
I've never seen the first one.
You're not missing out.
Okay.
You can skip from 2 to 7 real quick.
Okay, good to know.
Your subtle dry delivery, by the way, is I just saw your commercial with the Eternals with Peyton.
Oh yeah,
and that was fun. Albert Pujols.
Yeah,
I mean, what a combo.
We weren't even in the same room.
Shut up.
Green screen, baby. Wild, right?
What is the world coming to?
I know. That one was, when I watched that one, I was like, I had to tell myself, I'm like, you're not even in the same room.
You didn't meet Pujols,
Bird. You didn't meet him. He didn't even.
He doesn't even exist. He was a hologram.
It was crazy. But yeah, it was fun. Yeah, and they had like, no, none of us. Sadly.
Is that where it's coming to, where it's like, because I've heard these stories.
It happened really fast.
The commercial did.
Yeah. So like.
Oh, came together, got asked.
Yeah, came together. Yes, everything happened really fast. Because I was like, wait, when does this come out? I can't remember the exact date. Let's say like November 10th.
Yeah.
And it was easily mid October.
Wow.
Mid to end October. So I was like, oh, it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it came together really fast. I think that's probably why. Otherwise, it would have been, hey, can you fly to LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is Peyton to work with?
In that context?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I mean, I actually.
Oh, you didn't even have him to slam up.
No, they just, there was like somebody. But like, I think he's one of the best, like, dry humor commercial people.
Well, what you
like,
just
he
said.
He just nails it.
1,000% agree.
Yeah. Sure. So I was very excited when I saw the script.
You held your own with him. It was very cool. And thanks. That's why even you just going, yeah, good enough.
Yeah.
It was very funny. And I was like, it reminded me of that commercial. And I was like, yeah, you guys both. I mean.
It was fun.
You've been in a bunch of commercials now.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them?
Even CarMax. They do a great job with the dry humor, like humor,
yes!
Like stick it in.
You crush those.
Yeah, they're fun. So on those, they're so great because there's a script and then they like help you at first, like, oh, we're kind of looking for this vibe. Mm. And then they just let you like play with it. And if you're terrible, they'll tell you, but they let you like have fun with it. So you get to just like add your own, you know, kind of like what? Faces or eyeballs or
That's
whatever.
Awesome.
Or like, you know, different, like whatever point you're trying to hit, kind of like nail it differently. Yeah, so it's fun.
And it only makes it more, A, fun, and B, like better for their product if they can let you be you,
like,
and
natural.
Bring as much of you.
Totally.
Is there a campaign, or, you know, I just talked about this with Sandy Bullock a couple of days ago, about products that she should, you know, slap her name on, or that she's been asked to be a part of. And she brought up jokingly, she's like, like Sandy Bullock tampons? And I go, I wasn't thinking about it, but now that you said it, what's, and then, so is there something that you are dying to, like, I mean, and we jokingly said energy drinks and the deli, obviously. But is there something where you're like, oh man, I would love to, you know,
work with that type of brand
or
product.
And you don't even have to say who they are, but even like as small as like a Chapstick and an Albertsons, you know what I'm saying?
Like
Bird's beeswax, and just kind of steal the Burt's beeswax. Just kind of $1.
I'm trying to think of
right
like
style.
My everyday. I do
or
do.
Gum.
I am a big Blistexer.
Are you really?
But not, this is not a popular opinion. It's the one, it's like DCT. They already know about this. They sent me, I posted it. Like, well, I wasn't even posting it to like, but I happened to post like, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
And then they like sent me a bunch of Blistex, which is amazing. But it's the one that you have to stick your finger in.
Oh.
But it's the best.
Wait, stick your finger into.
You know, like the little, like, it's almost like a cream colored, like a skin colored little like tube thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you got to like unscrew it.
You enjoy the process of applying.
No, it's not that. It's just, it's the best
this
one.
It's been Sue Bird on the About Last Night.
It's the best one. And she's out.
No, it's not that.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? If you don't understand. Wait, so, okay, you take, it's in a little canister.
You know, the one where it's like a little, it's round. And you got to just
one.
Like.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. The egg one?
Oh, is that?
Okay, oh no, I don't know that the egg ones didn't,
sorry,
didn't pass my lip moisturizer
test.
I lived in Russia. This was a big part of my life.
Was
moisturizing,
keeping those lips.
Oh yeah, you had to
hydrated.
Like hands, lips, and feet pre-moisturize, and really all your skin.
What is that? Where you like now? That was at what point in your life?
When I was like 20, I started going over there when I was 25.
Right.
Four
so
or
you
five.
Developed the just awareness
It wasn't developed. It was like. It was a live or die situation. I was either going to scratch my skin off from it being so dry or I was going to like pre-medicate.
Whoa.
It's so dry over
And now
there.
Are you quite the like
I'm like psycho about it.
And, like, before.
I should say psycho. I'm like normal.
Yeah.
Post shower on the lotion.
I know. I want to get Amanda, my fiance, is always doing that. And I get so envious. I'm like, God, I wish I fucking would just take the
just
moment.
Do it.
Because she looks so happy.
Is she one of these, you know, where she hits it with the...
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
and does it all. And
the whole...
then, yeah. And I'm just like, man. I mean, I've heard those things even about like sunscreen, like put sunscreen on.
Oh, I don't do that well.
Me neither.
I'm bad at
that. There's so much you can do.
I'm also
you know?
Never outside.
You're not.
It's kind of nice.
It is, right? I asked you briefly about this type of holiday vibe, the weather. You're going to get East Coast and West Coast.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate that? Like being in Arizona just a few weeks ago.
That was
like,
nice.
I know. Does it make you just go, fuck?
That was nice. Yes. Man. It makes me go, so I was thinking about it like fairly recently. And I was like, I've lived in, grew up in New York.
Yeah.
Went to school in Connecticut.
Yep.
Get drafted by Seattle.
Yep.
Which, you know what? As we know, Seattle in the summer, really can't complain.
Really
and that's
can't.
When I'm here most of the
can't
time.
Can't beat it.
It's yeah. So it's amazing. Played in Russia. What the fuck am I doing? I've never lived in warm weather. And then you have that where I go down to Phoenix, it's November, and you're in like shorts and a t-shirt during the day.
I know, it's really awesome.
Oh my God, it's so nice. The best are the nights, I think. Like at night.
Yeah.
You're used to being like cold, having to, we were sitting outside.
Isn't that awesome?
Just like hanging out by the pool.
Oh, fuck.
I know. I was like, what have I been
Dee's
doing?
Pool. Does she have a cool house?
She does have a cool house.
That's the other thing too, is like
cheap.
Bang the for house, the buck, baby. Yep.
It is on the rise. So if you're trying to get in, get
know,
in now.
I know. But thinking about it, I think I missed the boat.
Yeah, it is on the rise, but it's nice. It's really nice.
Does the pool life, is it appealing to you? Like when you're like chilling? Like,
I mean, it is nice just to like not have to bundle up when you go outside.
Yeah.
And even so, like to what I think where you're going is like, so Seattle, I think is great in the winter. Mm. I get the whole gloomy thing for people. That doesn't bother me as much. It's not freezing and it's not snowing. Mm. The snow is just, so the East Coast snow, I never look forward to. That is just a grind.
The negative.
You have to like shovel. It's like you have to worry if you're going to get from A to B. Like, oh, the roads are too icy. If you have a mom like mine, it's just a constant.
Doesn't want you to go anywhere.
I mean, I love my mom. If she hears this, she's probably going to hate it. But at the same time, I don't need the Weather Channel. The second any kind of weather goes down anywhere, I get a phone call. Are you flying soon? Because over the mountains of Minnesota, I don't know if they have mountains, there's a, you know, a certain weather system brewing. I'm like, Mom.
She's that dialed in?
Maybe not that bad. But like, if she knows where I am and there's any kind of any weather that might happen, I get a phone call. I actually kind of appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it's very sweet.
My mom is, weather is a hot topic for moms.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot topics, open up a hot topic at the mall. It's full of just weather calendar.
Weather maps.
Weather maps for moms. with just hot dad pictures
in
on
there.
Them. Yeah. hot guys holding Dopplers. They're like, oh boy. Why, every
it's
month is hot.
Hot in here.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a consistent mom. And you're right. It is great. Like you'd rather have
it's
it
very
than not.
Sweet.
But
yeah.
It is like.
She'll be like, I don't want you driving today. I'm like, Mom. It's a little windy. It'll be fine.
What are your kid comebacks for that? Because mine.
Oh, I just take it and then do what I want.
Awesome.
Yeah. I
tell her my age a lot. And then I say, you're treat like. I go, and I've done it now, I think, for like 10 years, maybe more. Where I'm like, I mean, I know I did it when it was just she and I living together and I was like 17.
Yeah.
And just starting
I'm
to feel 17, like I was a man.
Mom.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
you're
if you're 17 and you're flexing that you're 17, fuck you. I mean, you're such a
but in
douche.
The moment.
In the moment.
When you have your license and like, you're good. You're golden.
Oh, I've been driving for a year at that point because I got mine first at the end of freshman year in high school. I was one of two kids
that
just.
We're 17 in New York.
Whoa.
The age. And my birthday's October, senior year.
You got your license senior year?
Oh, it's, yeah.
So you hitchhiking every morning?
It's.
With the buddies, yeah?
Tough. It was tough.
Did you ever just like, did you have somebody that lived?
21, senior year of college. Tough.
Damn.
Tough life.
So fake ID city.
Tough life. Oh, yeah. I was Jen Bird, my sister, for.
Amazing.
Like, you know, the entire college. And then Ashley Valley, who was a teammate of mine, she was Jen Bird for an additional. So Jen Bird was like 30 going to Huskies. Just throwing back during like nickel night.
That's nickel night.
Yeah.
Dude, some
nickel
of
night.
The, I mean, it's
like
a
dollar
wonder.
Night, but.
For sure. But some of these beer deal nights.
Oh, yeah, they were great.
Criminal.
Yeah, nickel like, night. Try to remember the other ones. It was Taco Tuesday before LeBron made it big. That was a big one.
I remember being a bar in the Midwest
was
once.
Another one besides nickel night? There was a night. Thirsty Thursdays.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Who knows?
Freaky Fridays.
Yeah, who knows what it was?
Yeah, shit face Saturdays. DUI Sundays.
You forgot like, 40 what? Friday, too.
Freaky Fridays, yeah.
40 Friday was a good one.
I got a. Cameo, speaking of Freaky Friday, from Lindsay Lohan when I hit 100K on Instagram.
Oh.
She didn't send it to me to congratulate me. I paid for it.
You paid for it?
It was 200. It was
worth it.
Another impulse buy.
Some of those cameos are worth it.
Yeah. Oh, I bought one from William Hung to promote my shows in San Francisco. Sue, it was phenomenal. I don't know why.
You're going to have to send them to me.
I don't know why I haven't, like done honestly done it for every weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone would be mad at me and be like, dude, what are you doing?
Absolutely like, not.
I'm pulling it up.
Okay.
Oh my God, this shit, this guy crushed it.
And you write the script, right?
Yes.
That's how it works, yeah.
And he sent
it
back.
You get them to say anything you want.
He sent it back in a timely manner. He, you know, like hit all the points. Because with Lindsay, I did it and, come on, Adam.
Oh my God, I love this.
I did it with Lindsay. Oh God, here we go.
Hi everyone, this is William Hung. Do you like stand-up comedy? Hell yeah. Go see Adam Ray at the Punchline in San Francisco, September 15th to 18th. It's going to be so damn fun. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. Pens optional. Bring your mom and her mom and any mom, really. Punchline in San Fran, baby.
You need to do that for
Come
everyone.
Come on.
What does it say? Pants optional?
Yeah.
Bring your mom.
He said exactly.
And her mom.
And I tried to. Any mom, really. And just plowed through that, by the way, but got it in enough time.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, because, and it was timely. It got sent back like within an hour.
Yeah. Oh, no. So yeah. Like, they have, doesn't it like say, I've actually not done it, but doesn't it say like the person's response time?
Yeah.
I had a friend send me one from Jewel Lloyd, who's my teammate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was like, hey, Sue, I know you really want to get better at your game. Like something like that.
I mean, hilarious.
Where the whole time I was like, does Jewel know? Does Jewel know? I don't know if Jewel ever knew.
That
immediately.
It was sent for you?
Yeah.
Oh, that it was for
it was
you.
Just, hey, Sue. Yeah, she had no
did
idea.
My
friend did it. No, it's like, I can't remember exactly because at some point there was something in there. I was like, she might have known from that clue.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Listen to your friend Brad. It was something
like
that.
Yeah. Wait, have you done them? Are you on there?
No, I'm not on there.
No interest?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of fun, to be honest.
You do get the ask for like a birthday shout outs.
Oh, like people going,
hey, can
like
you do it quick?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the DM. Cameo likes to DM people and be like, hey, want to work with us?
Oh, yeah. No, I know quite a few people there. I'm actually doing something. A couple of my buddies work there. And one of them in the comedy department's like, dude, we got to do a character of some sort. Like Brad, during St. Patrick's Day, crushes in a leprechaun outfit, makes stupid money. Soon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. To where he's like, I have 50 to do by tonight and I got them like an hour ago or whatever. And he just at
so
like 85 bucks
day,
a pop.
Spends the whole.
Yeah. And first of all, Brad famously says, he's like, look, all dwarves have an elf costume, a leprechaun outfit and a fucking, I don't know, willow, you know, cape, some sort of like just on deck for auditions and for whatever. So he put that shit to use. But so my buddy's like, let's do a character. So I bought a Santa outfit. I'm going to do Dirty Santa.
Oh,
so basically, and just to fuck around, like he's honestly been hounding me for it.
I think it'll be fun. I think you're gonna have a really good time, actually.
And it'll be covered up. And I said, what other Santas are out there? He said, Gilbert Gottfried is on there, but it's just Gilbert and a Santa hat being like, you want presents, you Jew, you know?
Yeah.
And you know. And so I'm like, I'll be in a Santa garb and then just, you know, and actually try to do like a, you know, what do you want to say something to your, you know, dipshit younger brother? Fuck that fucking Cameron mother, you know, whatever it is. I think people might jump on board with that.
I think so.
So we're gonna try that out.
I'll check it out.
What about the holidays are you most pumped for? What is your jam?
My jam?
When this season hits. And I'm talking, we're opening it up because...
Yeah, probably the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, especially probably for someone food. That is just dialed in, right?
Yeah.
Like, always.
Yeah.
You're always in shape.
Yeah.
Always.
Always, yeah.
And I'm sure it's now truly a part of like...
Yeah, it's become...
Right?
I know. I don't even know if I like it or if just the guilt is so strong. That I can't do it otherwise.
For sure, a little bit of both.
Yeah. Like if I hit up your mac and cheese joint, I would be regretting that for like a week.
It'd be ruined.
But it'd be worth it.
I think there's something about the, tell me this, postseason, right? First of all, this was the first year in how many years that you guys didn't like, weren't in the, I don't know, the conference finals or finals?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like a couple years.
A while. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is just that come
I'll put it
like?
This way. Yeah. Oh, you want to talk
Other
about
than
that?
It just,
I don't even want to talk about food because I ordered banchan chicken like on my way home. So it was waiting for me.
Thank you.
And I was like.
You're like, I deserve this.
Yes.
And also like I get to.
The season's over.
Yes.
Everyone go fuck yourself. I'm eating banchan chicken.
Oh,
times
man.
Times 1,000.
Good for you.
Yeah. But yeah, it is like a big. So the game. So this year we played in the playoffs. It was a single elimination.
Yeah.
One and done. They're changing that now, which is great.
That did seem unfamiliar. Was that the first go?
No, it wasn't
of that?
The first, but it wasn't the first. But it's but we've been doing it for like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I don't like
and it.
And
it just, yeah, it's, I'm not even going to bore you with the whys. Yeah. But they went away from it, which is great.
So it'll go back to what? Like a,
like eight teams make it, 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7.
Great.
Yeah, 3-game series. Yeah, yeah. Much better. So yeah, and the game was at, I don't remember exactly, but it was like a day game, like noon, 1, 2, something like that. So we're done pretty early. You know what I mean? Which was kind of nice because, like I said, I got to go home, eat my banchan, and then meet up. Is it even banchan? I think it's banchan.
I think
right?
it is, banchan, yeah.
And then meet up with the team later. So that day, night, is usually when, especially like if you lose, that's when you kind of just go like, ah, and you're eating and you're drinking and you're like talking shit about the game and talking shit about everybody and like, you know. And then it's the next morning, once you kind of get over that hangover, that's when the whole like, oh, wait. I've got nothing to do. You know what
real.
I mean? It's weird. It is real and it's weird. And then that lasts like a couple days. Like you're enjoying not having anything, but it starts to kick in like on day 2 and 3. Like, oh, that wasn't just a day off and I've practiced tomorrow. Like I don't have practice for a year.
What the fuck? And does your brain immediately start stacking up tasks and activities and trips or...
No, not right away. Not right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Megan was still in season. So usually it would be like, where are we going on vacation? But Megan was still in season. So I had to kind of stick around.
So you were like, I'll send you a postcard, bitch.
Yeah.
Later. Bye. We love you, babe.
Yeah. I wish.
Wait, so.
No, but there is like a crash. The crash is like, you're so, okay. So like you were saying, it's like you're so like regimented, I guess,
yes.
with your schedule and like what you're doing and why you're doing it, and when you're doing it, that all of a sudden there's like nothing holding you to anything. So that's when for me, and I have like a really good relationship with food. I love it. And that's when I just go like
go
all
nuts.
In.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we ordering tonight?
Good.
What are we ordering for lunch?
Good.
Where am I smashing a breakfast burrito? Like, how are we doing this?
Wow.
Yeah. So for like that week, I just go crazy.
For that week. Okay. So still within.
Yeah. Just for like a week.
But I also
love... Because then I start to feel like shit, like
totally.
Literally.
And your body probably has
it's
now
like,
adjusted,
what is going
right?
on?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But also I feel like your probably stamina metabolism is at a place to where you can probably do that for a week and probably not really, other than feeling maybe...
Yeah, just the feeling.
Yeah.
And then the guilt, you know, or like, you know, and then there's the drinking, which is a big part of it as well.
Of course.
Maybe getting high a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
And then comes with the drinking, with the drinking comes what Megan calls the hangxieties.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
You know, whether like you get up and you're like, you know, it could be a mix of things, right? It's like, what did I do last night?
Totally.
Or how much did I drink last night?
Yeah.
Or, oh God, I have something to do today. I feel like shit.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and I can't remember what it is, even though I wrote it down 50 times all over the walls.
Anxiety.
And now I have to paint the walls again.
Yeah.
yeah. No, that's
that
just once. Yeah.
It sounded very memento of you. Have you ever seen Memento?
Yes. Yeah. Whoa. Freaky
I love
movie.
Oh, freaky.
You do?
Yeah. I reference Memento all the time. I'll like meet someone. I'm like, they're operating like they're Memento over there. Would you like forget? Just like make your own reality? Memento, yeah, all the time.
Sue.
A lot of people do it.
You're my spirit animal.
A lot of people do
it. And a shirt with your face on it saying, I reference Memento all the time.
I do.
Could be sold at the team store, I'm just saying. So you see people that just make poor choices or operate in their own bubble.
No, it's like they act as if
they're
like making their own reality.
Gotcha.
That's what it is.
So
you know,
like,
when he's like at the end of the movie, not to, spoiler alert, but he's like, oh, this guy, fuck this guy, he's bad. And he writes that on the Polaroid.
Yeah. Who's the actor again? It's
Guy
Pierce.
Guy Pierce.
What a cool fucking name.
Yeah. And then the other guy who helps him is a big guy. He was in Sopranos. I can't pull his name right now. Mm. He was a big actor too.
You excited for Tiger King 2? You know, we've
Not
had
as
a lot
I was
of
was for 1.
What's that?
2 feels like I feel like I'm
unless
this is wrong.
Unless we find out Baskin is guilty and is like doing a switcheroo tag team with holy
I don't
shit.
Remember the names.
What's his name? The Tiger King. What's his name?
Oh, Tiger King?
did he had an actual name? Blake, no?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. You didn't watch it?
Dude, this...
Good for you. I didn't You're better than
you
us.
Get it, dude. You're better than us. Wow, dude. Going hard in the paint on that stance.
Yeah, that was...
I mean, you're not wrong to skip it. It's also just like...
What was his name?
It wasn't saying that the country rallied around that. We were just like, this is what
we had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Remember the time.
The timing. It almost made me feel like they started the COVID.
I know. Just for
it was
that.
Just like, just for that.
That
just
and the last
for the numbers.
Dance.
And the last dance. MJ, is this why you took such a long break to develop a, a global virus? Scottie Pippen would probably say so. Yeah. That's crazy. God, I hate when I see, I mean, rivalries in sports, you love them. Mm-hmm. The teammate ones post.
Hurt.
They hurt. And when you see them from guys you just grew up watching.
It changes how you feel.
Let me hear this from you. When you're playing in the game and you're, do you like, you know, you used to hear Bird and Magic have mm-hmm. these, that have a friendship. And that yeah. was almost like, it was like a big deal that they even said that. but then they would always famously say like, man, when it was,
yeah,
and there's
time.
That shot of them bumping. They were like, it's go time. Like, friendship's out the door.
Yeah.
Which I firmly believe was the case, mm-hmm. just for how hard they played. Is it, do you feel like that kind of exists today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's interesting about today, I would say the biggest difference, because people want to argue, you know, generations and errors and which yeah. was harder and which was this. And, yeah. Oh, you can foul more then
could
and you can't now.
Da, da, da,
da. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. It is. It's like, it is what it is, right now. So
yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes.
But one thing that's definitely different is people are friends at early ages now. And it's like, it's social media. It's how AAU teams run. They yeah. kind of will bring in players from different states.
To Whereas scrimmage, like, right?
No. To oh. play in the same team.
Whoa.
So a lot of players.
They're making super teams.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Or kids just meet at camps. Or they meet. So it's like, okay, I'll use my experience
yeah.
growing up. No social media, obviously. I mean, I literally remember, like, seventh grade AAU, you go on these trips and you're playing against all these other teams from all these other states. And I had like actual pen pals from these. But like, how long is a pen pal really lasting? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's only so
it's
far it
tough.
Can go. But with social media and like email, text, the whole thing.
Yes.
Oh, that TikTok, I'm sure. They you know, was is it no? Oh, Snapchat. I was like, for a long time, I feel like the Snapchat streak was
yeah.
like the biggest fucking thing.
Yeah.
And my teammates were like, oh, we're going on 165 days. I got to Snapchat them.
Oh,
that was like the biggest
God.
Thing. So yeah, that just didn't exist. So now all these players who are maybe like 22, 23 now, even older, they've like been friends with their biggest competitor since 10. And that just wasn't the case for me. So I didn't have to like so-and-so from Indiana and so-and-so from California
yeah.
because like, I'm not friends with you. And then that, so you weren't friends in the same way. I mean, you've heard it with like when LeBron and KD worked out together in
right.
the offseason. People were like, what?
Yeah, that's
but like that's what it is now. And that I have no problem with it.
Me neither.
They go at it when they're on the court and then the friend's off. Like, what's
and
the big deal?
Making them better, yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
And I don't know. I feel like if you get that far and you make it, the competitive nature is like, you know, like you,
I'll put it this way. Me and Dee are actually like very, like we're legit. Close friends, best friends,
played
like
together,
family.
Right?
Yeah, we played together in college.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, it's different. But we obviously are competitors too. Like we have to play each other and go through each other to get to WNBA championships.
Which is very cool, right?
Yeah. So but, like when you step on the floor, you're like, nah, fuck her.
You are, right?
But then you go to dinner after and it's totally fine.
What a crazy thing to do as a person
yeah,
to separate that. Truly.
Yeah. No, it is weird.
That's like superhuman shit to truly, you know, and in any sport So, but like leading up to the game, you won't text about it.
No,
will
we will. I mean, it depends. If it's a playoff game, we'll kind of maybe like not talk as much.
Yeah.
But if it's a regular season game, it's like, hey, where are we going to dinner after? You know,
I love that.
And then on the court again, like the only time you're really going to see us, you know, we'll joke, we'll laugh if there's like a dead ball and something
yeah.
happened. Obviously, if one of us, knock on wood, like got hurt,
yeah.
the other one would be there to help.
Yeah.
But then like, no, when you're like, you know, if she drives the lane and they call a foul on me, I'm going to be mad and vice versa.
So there's just a basketball muscle maybe
yeah,
or just something that where you just you came. It's inexplainable. You turn on when you're on there despite
yeah.
who. So you're still looking at them and you're not obviously thinking about like, oh, dinner after is going to be red. You're looking at them like
every now and then it might be a free throw. I'd be like,
yeah,
so where are we
yeah,
going?
Yeah. That's cool. And like, by the way. Anyone to say that there shouldn't be that part of it, I think, is
no
doesn't get it because
yeah.
if you go through, especially having your college background with Diana
mm-hmm.
and going
oh, yeah,
through
different.
That and then getting to the league and then like if you can't celebrate that, like what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I agree.
Very cool. All right. A few more things.
Cool.
I could talk to you forever, by the way.
It is fun. This is my fave. One of my fave pods.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
I know, you're like, should we reschedule? I was like, no, I've been looking forward to it.
God bless you. Well, the fans love it. Every time you're on, I get a lot of questions of like, when's the next one? It's almost like when you win. I'm sure this happens to you, right? Right after the you get the trophy. So next season, you're like, hey, man,
let
me fucking go to Legoland or Panera and enjoy my Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Do they
in,
do
that
get
order,
in that order. Yeah. They do get in your face though, right? And they're like, what's, can you do it again? Like, what's it right after?
Yeah, there's always that question. What are your plans?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
What are your plans?
What are my plans?
Are you even thinking about it? You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not really thinking about it much.
Cool.
The only thing I definitely have done is, or like decided, is after I binged for a week on everything you could think of.
Bojone chicken.
Yeah, literally. Or no, you know what the other one is? Baka Bak. That's what I was. Yeah. It was Baka Bak.
You shut up, Blake. Wait, what is Baka Bak?
Baka Bak chicken. That's what I ordered. It wasn't Banjan. It was Baka Bak.
Where do we get it? Let's give him a shout out.
Oh, they're in Seattle. Yeah. Oh, I just Uber Eats it. Shout out Uber.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, it was Baka Bak. I know. Now it's like.
Okay.
It doesn't ruin it. I've had Banjan. Banjan's good too. But
what was your jam? What was your order?
I mean, it was like all kinds of wings. They actually have this honey biscuit. It's their sauces. The sauces are good.
I'm a
big sauce
guy.
They have like a honey
guy.
Biscuit thing.
Need to dip a biscuit into something.
Fried chicken sandwich.
Who said that? Adam Ray.
Fried chicken sandwich.
You didn't even stop to think about any other person. You're like, it was for sure you, man. Even if you didn't say it now, you look like a guy in a vest hoodie combo that dips. Who needs something to dip? Oh, man. That's
I'll
a Chardonnay
dip
quote.
My balls in it. Did you watch The State?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have we talked about this?
You were on the fucking show with Tom Lennon on my food bank.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I hope that was a cool deal then.
It was. Your food bank was amazing. I had
you crushed
so much
that.
Fun. It was so much fun.
You crushed that.
For a good cause, but it was
for
so
a good
much
cause.
Fun.
The lineup was killer.
Yeah.
You,
it
and
was
I'll
so
tell you
fun.
This now, Sue. So we had Adam Devine, Dana Carvey, Liza Schlesinger, Ron Funches, Tom Lennon, Joey McIntyre. The Goo Goo Dolls did a little performance. John Resnick from the band, John Russell from Head in the Heart did a performance. Sue, overwhelmingly, Sue Bird. Like
coming out of nowhere.
I'm not even joking. Like crushed. You crushed it.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
Wait, so The State was a big comedy influence for you.
Oh my God, I loved The State.
Me too.
I loved The State.
Brilliant.
Bologna sandwich feet.
Come on.
I mean, I could do these skits for days.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
The State.
See, this is, fuck, now this makes me want to like, damn.
I could have
it.
A whole episode just on The State. My favorite one was The Hormones. I don't know if you remember, but it was like, basically, it was like a boy and a girl, probably like high school age. They're like starting to hook up, right? So they're like into it.
Yep.
Maybe they start kissing.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden, you see there's like four or five people dressed in all pink, four and five people dressed in all blue. So all of a sudden they start kissing and you see them, they're like crouched behind the couch.
Oh my God.
And now and they're the hormones. And now you see them start to like get up and they start to, they're like, okay, we're kissing. We're into this.
Oh my.
And then like with each move that they're doing, the hormones are like reacting to it. So then, and then they start making out. And then of course the ending is
the
like.
The hormones start getting into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the hormones are dancing and they're all into it. And then the ending is that obviously the guy finishes first. And so the blue hormones are like. And the pink hormones are like, wait. What's going on? Where'd you go?
Funny.
Top three.
I totally thought you were also going to say, then it ended with like the guy and the girl looking up being like, hey man, we've let you guys dance in our room for an hour, but it's
that would have
been tough for me to, but that's another
state.
Direction.
Yeah.
Hello everyone, Mrs. Claus here. The holiday season is just around the corner and with it comes the yearly questions of what do I wear to my non-ugly sweater parties? I thought that said panties for a minute. I'm such a freak. How do I maximize my time savoring holiday moments and minimizing my time shopping for gifts? Well, fear not, fuckers. Weary holiday wanderer Mack Weldon has all the answers. Whether it's an office party, a party with family and friends, or just a holiday party of you, your couch, and a game on TV, you loser, Mack Weldon has all the essentials to keep you stylish and comfortable throughout the holiday season. And their innovative daily wear system has taken the hard work out of outfit planning with pieces designed to work together for any occasion, saving you time and sparing you any extra holiday stress. We're talking top-notch tops, best-selling bottoms, and underwear and accessories that will please even the scroogiest guys on your list. They don't have edible underwear, although I wish they did. Fruit snacks. With Mack Weldon, your holiday heavy lifting will be complete within minutes. You know, I'm a big fan of their sweatshirts. Their Ace sweatshirts and sweatpants and the Warm Knit collection. They're just so warm and cozy, you can sit around, feel like a slug in a sleeping bag. You know, I'm somewhat of a stickler when it comes to comfortable sweatpants and sweatshirts. I was initially skeptical when I heard the hype around Mack Weldon's Ace collection, but man, I was proven my bitch ass wrong. Pairing super soft high performance fabric with unmatched style, these have become the pieces I live in, whether I'm hanging at home or running down the chimney or farting around in my fart pants. This former sweat skeptic has a new outlook on life. Just don't sweat it. Trust Mack Weldon. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not a fan of the cold. Anytime Mr. Claus turns the temperature down to 65, I just punch him in the dick while he's sleeping. Feeling like walking around like a fucking popsicle, it's not my style. But with Mack Weldon's Warm Knit collection, it features shirts, vests, pajama pants, and more. My chilly winter days are behind me, and kicking old Claus in the dick while he sleeps is just in front of me if he turns the temperature down below 64. Using innovative technology that uses your own body heat to keep you at the perfect temperature, these products from Mack Weldon have me saying something I never thought I would. I'm ready for the cold. This holiday season, every guy deserves to wear unforgettable clothes that he loves for the moments with loved ones that he'll never forget. That's why Mack Weldon is always on my holiday shopping list for giving and getting. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/ALN and enter the promo code ALN. That's MackWeldon.com/ALN, promo code ALN for 20% off. Mack Weldon. Get it right this holiday season with Mack Weldon.
In Living Color in the State, we're almost probably more influential. I mean, SNL was a very high school thing, right?
Yeah.
But
that was like older comedy. This was like younger.
Yeah.
Like,
and it was Comedy Central when it was like popping off.
I don't even know. MTV.
MTV.
Yeah, it was MTV when it was like, I don't even know. I think I was in middle school.
What,
does that
the
make
fuck?
Sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So good.
MTV when they popped off with Bologna like Real World. Bologna Sandwich Feet's very funny.
I don't know if I would eat my feet if I was deserted on an island.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure. It's just so ridiculous. It was so good.
Is that what you love? Is that
so
like your
good. Type of humor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's just like, I love when it's just like smart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like just so, it's not like the low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
When it's like just
silly
super,
with a purpose, right?
Yeah. It's just like so smart. Yeah. And this, it could be as silly as you want as long as it's like the smart continues to rise
totally.
With the silly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So
that's why I went through a South Park phase too, because they're like genius in the way they.
1,000%.
Yeah.
What is your, I guess in the movie or TV genre, like what's your go-to that you just go, like, are you a Veep girl or Office Always Sunny, you know,
Seinfeld.
Friends, yeah.
Seinfeld, I grew up on Seinfeld. I know, I can't even believe my friends want to kill me. I'm actually not into Curb. It's not that I'm not into it. I love it every time I watch it. I've just never, it's like my plane go-to.
Yeah.
Like when I'm on a plane, yeah. You need like something just to like tap in and out of.
Totally.
Curb. But for some reason, I never just like picked it right up.
Isn't
when
it so
Seinfeld
funny?
Ended.
I'm the way with Seinfeld and Curb. Curb is my
is your
jam.
Go-to.
And Seinfeld, I watched all the time. But I'm not one of those people that like bought the DVDs, went back, can quote episodes. I know of all the big episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For whatever reason, I loved Kramer. Mm-hmm. They were all so brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought he was just like on another level physically. Like people that.
Yeah,
that can be that
humor.
Big and that grounded at the same time blows my mind.
Yeah,
like to do those moves, mind. You're like, I just buy you as a guy that does that.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's just like it doesn't feel like a put on move. It was just like, oh, you're just a wacky guy that like enters the room the coolest way possible.
Yeah, I loved Seinfeld growing up. I mean, most recently, I'm trying to think. I'm like, Schitt's Creek.
Come on.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek's next level. Yeah, that's obviously. I mean, who doesn't like Schitt's Creek? Yeah, stuff like that. 30 Rock. I loved. Went
crushed.
Through a huge, yeah. Stuff
the
like
David
that.
Schwimmer episode of that where he played.
Oh my God, I don't remember.
Oh man. I mean, everyone's, Alec Baldwin was so good on that. Will Arnett was so good.
Yeah.
And what's her name with Tina Fey, who played Jenna?
I don't know her name.
The blonde. Yeah, you know
what I'm
talking
about. Yeah. She's good singing voice.
Speaking of, there's a couple, my fiance Amanda told me about this thing on Urban Dictionary. She's who out of you and Megan is like the one that's like on, you know, TikTok and finds out about trends and is like, hey, there's this thing going on right now. Or Amanda will make recipes that she'll see on TikTok that are awesome because I want to try this thing that people have been doing. Or she saw a girl that got famous. Or she'll go, she brought up today, she goes, I found out what my name means on Urban Dictionary. And I go,
what?
Cool. I go, you know what?
What does it mean?
And I stop what I'm doing all the time to go, give me this information
yeah.
that I wouldn't have known otherwise. Which one of you is that?
I would say it's more me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I say it's like 70-30 me. So cool. She's got a little bit
yeah.
every now and then. It'll be like, oh, watch this or just look at this.
Okay, watch this, look at this.
Yeah.
But you're more of like the deep dive. You're
yeah, I can get, I'll get, I will get lost in the reels. Ugh. The Instagram reels. Lost.
Lost in the reels.
And I have like like phases. First yeah. there was a puppy phase.
Yeah.
Where it was like, I forget the audio of those. My happy, happy dog. I'm just a happy, happy, happy guy. Oh, hello. It was something like that. And it would be like dogs that. Waving their tails like to the beat. Guys, if you haven't seen any of these. And then what happens is like the next one is like that. And then there's another one. And then there's another like genre of dog happiness and wow. you kind of get into that and then you're over here and so you just get lost
and then it's puppy videos and then it's puppies
and they
like,
know what you
cooking.
Like obviously at that point yeah. Instagram is not
oh
dumb.
The algorithm has you dialed in
dialed
and it's just
in.
Like
yeah so I go from like puppies to I did a recipe there yeah. was like a it was more like desserts
oh cool
yeah and then I got into like then it was actual recipes now there's like this guy I watch who just like cuts up meat. It's really, I mean, it gets you.
What about the mukbang videos?
The what?
Mukbang. I don't want to turn you on to these.
Is it like ASMR? Because I have that.
You have those videos?
Oh, yeah. I get the chills in my scalp.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So Sandy did a little bit of that on the pod yesterday.
Oh, really?
Gonna have to isolate that clip for you.
Yeah, you are.
It was pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Those can suck you right
Those are crazy. Those are weirdly like...
The one that I watch Special. Is like, it's actually a guy cutting frozen fruit. So it's like when the knife hits the frozen fruit and just and it just sets it off.
What do you?
Not every time, but most of the time.
Yeah. Get a little, get
it's
a
not
little,
like, it's just kind of like, that's
get
nice.
A little stony blony for those things, I
that's
feel like,
nice.
Right? Yeah.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt.
So Amanda finds, well, the mukbang, by
okay,
the way,
yeah,
which
yeah.
she also found. I'm going to send you a couple links.
Okay.
You know,
I'll be in it for.
Be honest,
you'll
be in it. It's basically people. There's okay. a couple accounts. There's one guy that was, man, he's probably put on 200 and plus pounds.
Okay.
And yeah, Blake knows what I'm talking about. I think okay. this guy. I think Nick Avocado. Yeah, Avocado Nick. Nick not Avocado. There's some combo. It's Nick and it's Avocado and it's together in some fashion. Navocado.
Okay.
This kid buys all. He'll do a video where he'll lay out $300 worth of Panda Express, and slam it. Cotto
avocado.
He'll do it with Chick-fil-A. He'll do it with
it.
He'll do it with someone to have a guest on. And he's like goofy and silly. He's gotten weirder.
I was going to say, is it upsetting?
Now it's to a point to where there's another gal.
There's
who's
like
who's
so
the gal I'm
can...
thinking of too, Blake? Emily,
that
there's
that?
A blonde.
Just pounds? Food?
Just pounds. Like this girl will get it in the drive-thru, order it. So it's a more fun yeah. of an experience. Get in the car, then sets the camera up, pulls it out. So it's more you actually can relate because she's like taking the bag right out, opening the box, doing it, dipping it, trying. I mean, sometimes she just gets like then a big thing of mac and cheese, dips like a Wendy's, you know, or Jack in the Box, Jack, you know, Jumbo Jack in a mac and, I mean, it's just a gluttonous
okay.
free for all.
I've seen some Chick-fil-A videos like that where they take like the
where...
sandwich with the waffle fries
cool.
and the sauce and the.
So.
All right.
These are a little bit of higher.
Send me.
Quality.
Higher quality.
Insanity of gluttony. I mean, it's
oh
truly,
God.
Yeah. I'll okay. send you, I'll find a good one.
Yeah.
So Amanda found this the Webster Dictionary thing for her name, and I go, "Oh, find Sue's." And I'm gonna, it's almost like a horoscope. I'm gonna read it to you. Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Amanda's she goes was spot on.
Okay. This is Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. Which you know what Urban Dictionary is like.
I know what it is.
Yeah. So it'll have like if it says like the definition for sick, it's
yeah.
like
yeah,
what
that's
it say?
Dope.
Swing for cool, hot, or fabulous. Yeah. Webster says like ill, not feeling well. You know.
Yeah. Truffle butter's in there. I've used it a couple times.
On Urban Dictionary? Yes. Oh my God. So
I needed to know when that song came
You gotta
out.
Know. I think PHAT, fat, was on there, which I didn't
oh, yeah.
know
because no,
we looked up. Was Did oh, you know it was like an acronym for
oh, no, I didn't.
Pretty Hot
oh,
and
pretty
Thick?
Hot and, oh, I thought it was Pretty Hot and Tempting.
Look at that. Didn't know. I just thought yeah. it was always, I remember when people used to say, and by the way, when I said, I go pull up some examples to bring up to Sue. And she goes, she's not going to know fat, P-H-A-T. I go, I think we're
yeah,
pretty close 100%. In all these things that line up. And I feel
pretty
like.
Pretty sure I was part of my like
used it.
Vernacular.
Yeah,
yeah,
used it.
I was like, oh, that shit's fat.
It was, dude. And it felt so cool to say it. And it felt so cool to say it around someone who knew you meant P-H.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first few times I said,
fat,
like, hey, that's not very. Hey. And you go, with a P-H. And I'm like, okay, proceed. All right, Sue. a beautiful, intelligent lady who is determined to change the world for the greater good. Her incredible smile lights up the room. Her amazing personality and funny charm attracts men and women to want to be friends with her. It also helps that she has a nice rack. That's an Urban Dictionary. Good for you. She is also one of the most caring people you will ever meet. She is a traveler and well-cultured. Most Sues are athletic, too. Watch out for this powerhouse. She can be the biggest bitch if you cross her or her loved ones. Sue would make a great teacher, lawyer, or accountant.
Oh. I think in my...
This is your fifth bio. Grade I pulled it from yearbook. Your bio from the Storm website.
From my fifth grade yearbook, it says, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, lawyer or accountant.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm dead ass. Everything but the rack, I'll take.
Hilarious.
That part, I'm selling everybody short there.
Shut up.
My bad.
The bitch part, I mean, look, here's what I'll say about that. Everyone can be a bitch because you're a human being.
Oh, I don't mind that.
And everyone's capable of.
It says when you're crossed, though. When I'm crossed.
Look. Awesome. I love that you lean in and you're like, hey, fucking, if you want to step up to these streets on the opposite
you know
side
what
of the
it
curb,
is.
Know what it is.
You know what it is.
If you want to memento your way through this situation.
I've probably said that before.
Pretty
memento
spot on.
Memento is a verb.
It is a verb.
It
memento is a verb. Pretty close though, huh?
Yeah, no.
I mean, just like a lot of things.
It's very complimentary. I'll take it.
The men and women want to be friends with you. Like, yeah. Smile lights up a room. It's, I don't know. Are you into the horoscope stuff?
Not like, nah.
Yeah.
I'll like dabble if I come across it. I'm not like seeking it out. And I'm not like meeting somebody like, wait, what's your sign? This
hilarious.
Usually doesn't work.
Ooh, hard pass, yeah. Leo, Scorpio.
We could be friends though.
Oh, yeah. Not going to work. Okay. Well, that was cool.
That was a good one. So you just type in the person's name to Urban Dictionary?
I didn't know that. Yeah. And it just pulls up their whole who they are basically.
Tap into that later.
Yeah, that's a rabbit hole.
A lot
you
of names
down,
I need
sure.
to figure.
You got, yeah, for sure.
Got
right?
A lot of people I want to put this to the test.
See what you're made of. How was playing in Everett versus? Okay, so here's the other thing too. And you told me at one point you were like, "Man, that new arena is going to be like
it's amazing."
I've
been.
Yeah, you've been
multiple.
And I know you mentioned you were like, "Man, I in trying to figure out
have
what's
you gone yet?
Happened." No, I'm going tomorrow for
oh,
the first time.
Oh, okay, amazing. Hockey but, the Kraken
for the Kraken.
Okay.
Is it unreal?
It's so fun.
And I know you mentioned this to me when it was getting going. You were like, yeah, the idea of playing in it is very fucking appealing.
Yes. And that got pushed back a year. And that so that was when I thought it was going to be 2020.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I think.
Yes. No, it was supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like 2020.
Yes.
I mean, listen, if I could have had like written it out, it would have been we were good. And not that we weren't good last year, yes. But like we won a championship in 2020 for the WNBA. It would have been the 2020 Olympics. We would have been in Climate Pledge already.
Oh, my
like,
God. Like,
signed, sealed, delivered. Got to go bye.
Deuces.
See ya. That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
It didn't work out that way. It is what it is.
Because there's more to write, I feel.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, I joke, like in, you do these like exit interviews when the season's over and people ask you a bunch of questions.
Well, they asked you at the very last game too, right? That was like an emotional send-off for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Goosebump City, and you were the mayor.
Yeah, that was...
Chills. Like, you talk about getting emotional when
I had to, like,
sounds.
Put the jersey over my face.
And everyone's going nuts.
I know.
God, I can't
that
even...
That was insane. Yeah, that was nuts.
Special too,
I will
though, right?
never forget. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
I will never forget that,
that. Yeah.
Ever.
Cool.
But yeah, what I said in that in one of these exit interviews was, like, the arena is not a factor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... If I come back to play, it's not because I want to play in the arena so bad.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not a factor.
Totally.
Like it's not influencing
totally.
Me. You know what I mean? It's just we've been waiting for a couple years now. Key Arena, it was home. It's like it's in Seattle. So to answer your question, like Everett was great. Everett was great. The and shout out to you. I mean, when I was warming up that one day, I looked down, I see your face.
Oh,
I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was so fun.
You made my niece's fucking year by pointing at us too. That was so cool.
That was amazing to see you. So yeah. Appreciate you coming up to Everett.
Always.
Yeah. No, that was super dope.
Well, since and it was a little further away from home, though, so was that
it's like 45 minutes. Well, like whatever it is, like 30, 45 minutes. And
you figure out your commute, right? Maybe it's more.
Yeah, but we have shoot-arounds. So the way our days went, so the game is on like a Tuesday. Wake up Tuesday morning, drive up to Everett, do a shoot-around, and then they would get us a hotel, and we would just like kick it in Everett for the afternoon, go to the game.
Yeah,
so we didn't have to like fight traffic, which was great. But it ended up after... So like the first couple games, I was like, ooh, this is great.
Yeah.
Stay in the hotel. It's so relaxing. After a couple games, I was like, oh, this is just like another road trip. like a little baby road trip.
Oh, man.
So it never felt like we had home games in a way.
Oh, man.
So I think we're all really excited to just be back where we belong, back downtown.
Yeah.
Special thank you to Everett. They really did a great job for
us. Held it down, for sure.
For sure. But yeah, Climate Pledge. And I saw the locker room. It's sick.
Well, you went to Coldplay, which yes. I fucking
It was so much fun.
Was it? I've seen them live once.
Yeah, they were great.
They're the perfect opening arena group.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
cell phones are up. It's unanimous. Like,
everybody knows. Yeah.
I mean, you can't, every song has a version of that.
Yeah.
Which is all you want in an arena.
They gave us those bracelets that light up.
Perfect.
So, like, everybody's bracelets going crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was like, I would say it was like 80-20 old songs. They only played like a little bit from their new album.
Oh, good. I thought yeah. you were going to say the other way around.
No. It was all like, the songs you knew.
Somebody's got to get with Chris Martin and be like, yo, motherfucker, yeah. when he you did a open cover, an arena. Oh,
okay. He did a cover of Nothing Man.
And?
I mean, he was very sweet because he was like, please, jokingly, like, please nobody take video of this and show it to Pearl Jam because I'm about to murder one of their best songs. He was hilarious. Like, but I know where I am and I have to. It's like, this is one of my favorites. This is one of the bands that influenced me, like all this stuff.
Wow.
It
gives
and
me
then
chills.
He did great. He actually did great. He really did. I'll send you a video. I was like, yeah, well, I'm taking video. Sorry. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah. Wait, so the arena, does it feel, I mean, what can I expect?
I'm taking my mom
and stepdad. So like, what do we need to make sure we see? And like, how so early to get there?
Yeah, so there's like a lot of lounges. I don't know how you get access to them.
Yeah.
So if you wanted like that kind of vibe, you could figure out which lounge. If you don't need it, but there's like a lot of cool lounges.
Cool.
They've got Din Tai Fung. So you can go swoop, eat dinner. Din Tai Fung is right in there.
I'm
trying to think what else.
Dun and Fung.
Yeah. No, the Din Tai Fung was, I was like, oh, that's a nice little touch.
Yeah.
It's just, and to me, it was like when I finally walked in, it was more when I went to a Kraken game. Mm. And I was like, so, because that's like, there's like, it's not a court, obviously, but it's more how basketball will look, closer than like what a concert will look like.
It is.
And I was like, holy shit, this is big.
You can envision it.
It's huge. It's so many more seats. It's huge.
Overwhelming?
And there's like two Jumbotrons, not one.
I loved Key Arena.
I loved Key Arena too.
It was so intimate, man.
Intimate.
Oh.
It's still intimate.
This is probably like 10,000 more, right?
I think it's like that. They built like, oh, so here's the thing. When you enter the building, you enter at like the tippy top. You're in the 200 level. Like you have to go down to get to the suite level. And then you go down to get to the, and then down again if you want to go to
right,
like the ice.
That's right, because they just really dug.
Yeah, they dug. So you enter at the top, which is actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Love that it's back in that
area. I'll give you one hack already.
Please.
Couple hacks. I've got two hacks.
Yes.
Hack number one, depending on what level you are, escalators were like hard to find. Go to the elevator. Find that elevator.
Okay.
So especially if you're with somebody who doesn't want to walk a lot, like if your mom, I don't
know.
Yeah, yeah. You might want to look for elevators first.
Okay, big time.
Second hack, are you Ubering?
Coming from Edmonds, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it depends.
Yeah.
So the Uber situation, they block off. I know they do this for a lot of arenas.
Yeah.
They block up like a huge, you have to walk pretty far to catch that Uber. So it's like, if the game's not close, you might want to peace out. Go get your close Uber.
Oh, shit. So what do you think? Drive and park?
Yeah, maybe.
Just pay for that parking, right?
Yeah.
Get close. I'm excited for the area. That's great for business.
Oh,
again.
Yeah. It's going to boom.
Like what you felt at the Key, right? It was mm-hmm. just like, man. And there's such an energy around that area. Hopefully.
It's going to boom.
Yeah. It's going to boom, right?
Or it's going to make, yeah, it's going to boom.
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful building.
Well, in June, when Joey and the new kids come back, which, by the way, we'll all go just get, you know, I mean,
I would love to go.
Wherever the season will be, whatever's happening, we'll go. I think that's in June.
Okay. That's amazing.
Because my sister, as soon as like this, I didn't even know it was out yet. I just kept, you know, talking to him about, you know, dates and whatever. Because I was like, when you come to Seattle, and he's like, buddy, I got you when you come there. He's like, you know, other places are always tougher. But like, you know, I usually bring like 15 people from here, my sister's friends and whatever, and my buddies' wives, and like just make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, I think it's time. I think like your fans like know me enough. I think like I should sing Please Don't Go Girl with you in a wig and pretend to be a fan and then pull the wig off and you don't know it's me. When I went on two cruises with them, I did bits with Joey, like where I pretend to be like just like a longtime cruise fan. I would come on, I'd wear like a tight New Kids tank top, just, you know, just hammered.
Wait,
like,
you would go on these cruises and like you would be entertainment?
Oh, so they're okay. New Kids on about cruise fan
cruises. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
They're bonkers.
Oh my, I could
It's 2,600 women and some of their husbands they brought along.
Yeah.
It's a fun cruise, but they really pack it in. Every day has like an event, a show, mm-hmm. games. They let me do stand up a few times to really just fill it up. But yeah, that'll be a big show. I think it's the arena concert wise is built for those.
Yeah, it was great for concerts. Yeah. The Coldplay concert. I actually went to see Bocelli.
Woo.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a Bocelli guy.
I'm not. I just was like, yeah.
I want
to
go.
And honestly, at this point, anytime you want to go to Climate Pledge, sure.
Yeah.
Sure do.
It's going to take a minute to
go look at my storm wall.
It's going to take a minute to get the Climate Pledge.
Yeah, off the tongue.
Yeah.
It's tough.
But I think I said that about Safeco, you know, for the Mariners field.
I know. Well, isn't it? What is it now?
It's T-Mobile Park.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I call it Quest sometimes. Lumen. Yeah. Every now and then, Lumen? A Quest will slip out.
What is Lumen?
And when I first moved here, I called it Q West. I didn't know. I was an East Coast girl. I was like, oh, are we going to Q West?
Wait, did they you think like, it was TQ what? West Side and they just left out the T? Remember those guys?
No.
Fucking yeah, you do.
TQ West Side?
You do, Sue. You're a product of my era. Oh my God. You're going to fucking love this. And then we're going to close this out. TQ West Side sang a song. Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
Is he part of like a group?
This is going out to the whole wide west side.
I don't remember the fucking words, but I thought I did.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for
I mean, is this not in the same
it.
This was on Cube out in Seattle. Key Sweat was on after this. Brian McKnight after. Rock on. I was just a young boy.
I don't know it. Is this a West Coast guy?
Blake?
East Coast. Come to
no?
G. You don't know either? Whew, that makes me feel
Blake's
better.
Blake's like 18, man. I forget.
That's true. But are you from here? Okay, that makes me feel better.
Where's TQ Westside from? Do we even know that?
No.
Who was your jam? I think on the last episode, I asked you what was the song that would play when you would wake up, and still one of my favorite moments on the show ever. You said WAP. I mean, truly the greatest answer I've heard to a question probably in my 39 years of life.
I'm like, who was my R&B go-to? God. Key Sweat was there, and then he went to the LSG.
Yeah.
My body all over your body.
I know.
There's so many. I think I might go, this kind of checks. 112.
Great.
Big 112 fan.
Great.
Yeah.
Always consistent.
Big 112, yeah. And then they always had like Biggie on there, Mace on there.
Yep.
With the like rap interview, yeah.
Are you a tribe?
Tribe of West, yeah.
Me too.
Big tribe.
All right, we're going to close this out with a quick. Have I done this with you yet? The Inside the Actor Studio 10 question?
No,
I
maybe.
Okay, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think so.
Just started doing it, I think, post COVID and Zoom. So I'm going to be James Lipton and ask you the way he closes out the show with the 10 question.
I'm familiar.
I'm here with Sue Bird. What's your favorite word?
Dope.
Great call.
I say it probably too much.
Likewise. Did you say sick ever in middle school a lot?
No.
What was your middle school like slang? This is Adam, by the way. I broke character.
Yeah. I don't know what middle school was. I just know I had friends that lived in Boston.
Okay.
And they'd always hit you with like a mad.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, yeah, they'd be like, oh, that's mad funny. Mad this, mad that.
Yep.
There was another one in Boston that I'm forgetting, but anyways.
Dope is good. Universal.
I use it a lot.
Me too.
Yeah.
You said that
I'm like, I'm 41.
You
I use dope
like
a lot.
You're going to a meeting.
I said
for
it to the first lady at the Olympics. It was on a Zoom. She was greeting us. I was flag bearer, which was amazing. And,
oh, yeah. Wait. Put a pin in that. Keep talking.
Okay. And she was just, and so I got to, myself and Eddie, the other flag bearer, we got to like, say a word to the first lady again on Zoom, thank God, because I was like, it's so dope you're here, this is so dope, thank you so much for coming. And I got off like
what the fuck was I doing?
Wow. Just came out.
My God,
just came out.
Wait, so
just came out.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
That was insane.
Yeah, it was nuts.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Do they call you? Do they email you? Somebody just walk into the room with a flag and go, you know what to do.
So,
yeah, you're like, Postmates? Yeah, sorry. The guy actually gave it to me outside and said, if you're already going upstairs.
No, I knew I was nominated. They like nominate a bunch of people. So I knew I was nominated, but it was like, I don't even know how many athletes get nominated. Like one from every team. It's an absurd amount.
You're not even thinking.
No, and then we had this practice where... actually, they let Diana be the one to like, hey, we have an announcement, yada, yada. And I was like, zoinks. Because because the athletes vote.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it makes it, there's like, it's amazing being flag bearer. You're representing your country. You're the first one walking in, but the athletes vote for it.
That's a heartstring tugger.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's fucking so cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Good for you.
That was fun.
Yeah, so deserving. Everybody. And I was pumped the deal that was made about it.
Yeah.
Because you're just so beloved. And it was such like a, it was just awesome.
Yeah, it was dope. And Eddie Alvarez, so they did a guy and a girl for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like ever. It was a double, yeah. So, and he was great. Like, first of all, his story is amazing. Mm-hmm. He like embodies, like his family's from Cuba. They came over. He's a, I don't know how to, like a dual, was dual Olympian. He's winter and summer.
Yeah, yeah.
So he went to winter Olympics and then he was in the summer, plays baseball. And yeah, his story, but he was fun. Like imagine you have to, cause you're just with each other for hours on hours on hours, like heading in. So that's something they don't tell you about the opening ceremonies for athletes. It's actually fucking brutal. Cause you have to walk like miles and you're in these long lines and you're just waiting. You're just waiting. It's so much downtime. So imagine you're with somebody who sucks. But he was great. Like we hit it off. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah, because that's a lot of
it's a lot of time to spend with somebody.
Uber pool with somebody that's just blackout
for
hammered.
Like 5 hours. Oh no, this
no
it's
kidding.
Long. Yeah, you're together for like leading in. It's
those opening ceremonies are pretty. I guess
they're like hoarding cattle.
Yeah,
it's amazing they get it in order. I'm like, how do they do this?
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. Give you anything from it? I mean, I'm sure.
No,
you have
I have my outfit.
Cool.
Yeah, you got it. And we wore like these like. Everybody else had a dark jean jacket on.
Yeah.
Or no, they had a blazer on, and we had these like white jean jackets.
That's amazing.
So I still have mine. I had everybody sign it. It was cool.
Good call.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That was fun.
I was very happy for you. What is your least favorite word? James again.
Yeah. Least favorite? This is a tough one. I feel like this is where people say like panties.
Yeah.
Some people, right?
Yeah, it's a word, a word that
some
you just don't like.
I mean, or like nipple. I feel like people are really anti-nipple.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with either of those, but.
Yeah, but not your favorite.
Yeah.
Great.
Whatever.
Great answer. Moist has been said.
Moist.
That's like one of those words.
Maybe that's where I was thinking when I said panties.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
The combo.
The combo of all three is probably not ideal.
Yeah.
Moist nipple panties.
Moist nipple panties.
Sounds like a band that's probably going to play Climate Pledge in 2022.
They're just getting started now.
Yeah. But just wait, guys. Give them 2 years.
Just wait.
They're on the up and up. What turns you on? But this is anything, you know.
Oh.
Sandra said kindness.
Humor.
Yeah. What turns you off?
Mementos.
Mementos.
The movie.
The movie?
When people memento.
Gotcha.
No.
Yeah.
I think.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. I think. Moody, like moody people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick a lane.
You thought I was
going to
go actual mementos?
Yeah.
No. Nah, I think moody people.
I thought you were trying to say mentos for a minute, but you're so memento heavy that you turned
I was
memento.
Going back. Yeah.
What about mentos?
It's a verb. I love mentos.
The fruity ones, right?
No, I like the minty ones.
Really?
Yeah. I do. I like the minty ones.
All right. I can see past that. They're not bad. The fruity ones, I think, just made a...
Yeah? No.
I'll say this.
I'd rather just like get a Starburst.
Yikes. By the way, if anyone out there is working for Mentos, that'll never be a slogan for Mentos. Brian, I'd rather just get a Starburst. No, we're trying to sell the fucking... Get out of here, dude. I think I didn't know there were the spearmint ones for a while. So I was like very fruity.
Oh, okay.
And then it was
I
like,
started on... So that's probably why I started on mint.
Yeah.
That's why.
What is your favorite...
Freshmaker.
What is your favorite curse word?
I mean, probably fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you more... You hit the F hard or do you kind of drag it out like...
It depends. I might hit him with like a fack.
Yeah. Whoa. Great.
Fack.
Great delivery. Because that's fun.
Yeah.
And softens the blow a little bit.
Yeah.
How about if you're like in the middle of a grocery store and you've realized that, no, you
fuck.
You get the, you do have to do a little under your breath.
Yeah.
You can't celebrate
I'm sure
as much.
I say fuck. Like, I definitely say fuck while I'm playing more than any other word. I'm not
on
like,
the court.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I turn the ball over. Fuck.
You
we
have to,
we mess
right?
up the play. Fuck.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Got to express. I mean, I would only assume.
Oh,
you have
all the
to
time.
Express.
I don't even try to hide it.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you hide? It's part of the. So, what are you gonna do?
That last game we went to, I was really pumped on how much you were like your ref discussion, face, and just like body language. It was like very impressive. I was like, I'm surprised these refs aren't teeing themselves up. Like the way that you're like,
I do. I try to be.
You're
civil.
Convincing. You seem like.
No. I actually genuinely feel like it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to get yelled at? Nobody. I don't.
Yeah.
So of course they're not going to react well to that.
Totally.
And every now and then there's like the emotion of it, but yeah, I try to like be like, listen, I actually have a question.
Yeah.
When so and so is doing that, you know.
Cool.
I try to like have conversations.
Get their attention
they're
first.
They're people too. They're people too, Adam.
They are. We forget that as fans.
Yeah.
No ref has ever heard during.
And we
a
have
game.
Them all the time, so it's like we know their names. They know our like. It's
oh,
not.
Yeah.
You know,
so don't
you're like
that
in
you
it together.
Know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it sucks. You hear some of the shit that people scream at refs.
Oh yeah, they go hard.
It's never like, "Great job, we respect you." It's always like, "I will come to your house." Yeah. And you're like, "Dear God, man,
we respect you."
Yeah, never been said, which sucks. Yeah. It's like so thankless. All right, what sound or noise do you love?
Oh, when my nieces laugh.
Great
oh
answer.
My God.
Great
oh
answer.
My God.
Home run.
It's just.
They're how old now?
Now they're 8 and 6. Getting old. Getting old. But when I make them laugh, or when they laugh in general, it's just the best.
And you're big on that. You try to like get
yeah,
them to pop off.
I mess with them.
You're silly Auntie Sue, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The other day, they were trying to make me mad. I was like, give it your best shot.
Trying to make you mad?
Yeah. They're like, we've never seen you mad. What's it like
what
when you get
funny
mad?
Kid thing to say,
I know.
By the way.
I know.
They track that. They track your emotions.
Yeah, they are tracking.
They're just like, we noticed the last 15 times you've been here, you're always super peppy. What's going on? What do you want? You're like,
this is not sustainable.
How much banjon chicken you've been eating? this is not sustainable. 6 and 8's a great age.
Yeah, so much fun.
And my nieces are 12 now, and they are like still as cute as can be, but like even more.
Oh, they probably get more.
Totally.
Like, they understand
the conversations.
More.
They're obsessed with anime for some reason, which is
interesting.
Yeah, but they're.
Does that mean you get like 1,000 emojis?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of emojis.
A lot of GIFs or whatever.
Totally. Okay. And they try to. One of them tried to explain one of the anime worlds to me, and she didn't take a breath for like 90 seconds in classic kid like. And then there's a thing that where they're just like, yo, Brie, send me an email, and also Google commas.
So what my 6-year-old niece will do? This is actually more. Like a year or so ago, she would text me. It's on my sister's, it's on the iPad that's like connected to my sister's account.
Oh, yeah.
So it's on the iPad. And it's like what she would do is she would just like start typing, but would just hit all the predictive text that would come up. So I would get these emails like, I love house. Thank you so much. Love, bye, and go to work. Work tomorrow, work. Love, hi, ho. And it would just be like all these words. God. But it was hilarious.
So cute, yeah.
I go to school, work tomorrow, like ice cream. It's just like whatever was coming up, she would just hit. It was like my favorite text.
That's amazing.
Maybe like this long.
Do you send them video, voice text, or just always?
Yeah, just whatever.
Yeah.
We FaceTime a lot.
That's awesome. So you'll see when you go back.
Yeah, I'll see when I go back.
So pumped.
Yeah.
All right. What sound or noise do you hate? What sound or noise do you hate?
Do you hate? You know, I don't like the blinker in the car noise.
It's annoying. Make it
quieter. Why aren't they? Yeah. I feel like modern, more like newer cars will have more like a. Or is it the click, click? But yeah.
We got the automated voice for the, map.
I know, it should be like.
Shouldn't it be like a, beep-o, or like, I don't know. Fuck, dude, I got to stop smoking weed.
To the left. Like.
See, that's what I'm saying. All right, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
Something that's not, we've had the
click, click.
Forever.
Ever.
We haven't moved on from that. Bezos is in space. Tom Cruise is going to film a movie there. And we're still. What
Get
the
rid
fuck?
Of it. The
to the left. Very
I actually
funny.
Thought of another good noise that I like when like horses, when they're on like more so like concrete.
You do like it.
Yeah.
The click clack on the
that
like marble or the no cobblestone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like whatever that
cool.
I like.
I was doing
that's
shows
a,
in Fort Worth,
cool
Texas
sound.
About a month ago. And there was a gal just riding her horse in the downtown.
Yeah.
I go, this is so Fort Worth. And she stopped in front of us. We were shooting some dumb little videos. And she goes, and I go, cool horse. She goes, thanks. You guys are like, that's a weird voice for someone on a horse out of nowhere. Well, guess what? That's what she sounded like. She was very sweet. She goes, thanks. And I go, can you just ride your horse around here? She goes, the cops tried to tell me not to. I'll just do it. And I was like, fucking awesome. She's like, yeah, what are they going to do? Kick me off the horse? I go, no, you got a horse. And she goes, exactly. Bye. And then just galloped off. But the click clack on the street was really sweet to listen to.
I like
to.
That one.
What profession other than your own would you not like to attempt?
Oh, I'm not trying to be a doctor. Mm. There's entirely too much stress.
Totally.
And you get blamed.
Yeah.
So it's like, you do it right, everyone's like, you're supposed to. You do one thing wrong, and there goes your whole career. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure.
What profession would you not like to do?
Oh, wait. I thought that was...
Oh, so the other one... Fuck. The first question should have... Let's go back.
Okay.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Like to attempt.
So you already answered doctor for the next one.
I think I'd like to be some sort of like producer. Mm. I don't know. I don't know if that's like TV.
Yeah.
Like shows or just, I like putting things together.
You do.
And like making them.
You're creative. You
know? Yeah. I just like.
You like, you got the organization. You're good at like bringing all the pieces.
I enjoy that. Yeah.
Putting something together, building something from the ground up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a definite thing I see for you. I enjoy that.
Yeah. And you know what else I would, if in another life, I think I must have been a travel agent. And it's kind of in the same where it's like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. You got to find the right this and put it together. I love logistics.
Whoa.
But yeah, producing, I actually am like genuinely interested in.
Oh, you crush that.
I think it'd be so much fun.
You got to take advantage of the, I feel like, people and that probably want to jam on you at your disposal.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, no, I really like it. Just like, you know, I'm sure same thing, like when you're putting together whatever it is, whether it's like one of your...
That whole show, the whole charity show.
I mean, the whole charity. All... I would have grooved out on all of that. I would have been like, no, Joey needs to go after we talk about...
I love you. I'm going to hit you up next time.
Okay.
I was a nightmare for them, by the way. They thought it was going to be an hour show. It was over three. And then at the end I go, did it not go great? Do we not raise way more money than you thought?
Yeah.
Did I not stay on the whole time? And I was dealing with them texting me like,
"Oh, you had because
Joey
could tell.
Was supposed." I mean, it was like
because like
madness.
We were in the waiting room, and then
I
there
felt
was like,
bad that you had to wait, and then Joey's internet wasn't working, and then I think I was texting you.
Yes.
I was like, "Can you go next?"
Yes, and then it started working,
and then Joey had to get out because he was East Coast.
Yeah,
you were East Coast too, I think.
I was East Coast,
but you were just like, "I can hang a little bit more."
I was chilling.
Man, it was like,
yeah, and it's a lot of moving parts. Yeah,
and then Ron Funches gets up at the end, and was like. And I'm the only one doing stand-up on this thing, and I waited the longest, but here we go. That's amazing. All right, last question. Okay. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You did okay.
You did okay. Blake says, you're dope.
You're dope. I heard
also
it.
Also good.
Should have stolen that.
But Blake, the question was for Sue, so if you could shut the fuck up, that'd be great.
You did all right. Welcome.
Simple. Nice. Welcoming. I love that.
And a big hug.
And a big hug. You're a hugger.
I don't mind. I like it.
Sue, so we're closing
with,
this out
with, the right
with a
people.
Gift. I've got a engagement
love
gift.
Gifts. Aww.
And a thank you because you're dope gift. It's two bottles of wine for you and Meg.
Okay.
One, I guess you guys decide which one, who wants one. So the store is buying them. So I got them at the store where the guy goes, this Chardonnay was made by a guy named I want to say Idris Elba, but it's not that.
Okay.
It's like,
I was like
Garud Shadouk. I'm going to Google that and send you a text with the actual guy's name.
Okay.
But he only made three barrels of the Chardonnay.
Oh.
And there's no more.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. I do a dumb thing on Instagram with a filter that Sue and Megan, I think.
We are obsessed with. I've gone onto your page and like gone back and been like, let's watch the Robbies.
Man, that was true COVID boredom.
Oh my God.
Just,
the Robbie Chardonnay.
What up, what up, what up?
What up, what up, what up?
I want
Robbie.
That guy to be real.
Chardonnay.
I know, what a dumb, like, I just was drinking a lot
God,
of wine.
Oh my God, so funny.
Yeah.
I love Robbie.
Quick hits.
But it was like the filter, right?
It was the filter.
You needed that voice.
It was the voice. It made that voice really deep.
Yeah,
but his
really
eyes
deep.
Were like big.
Yes.
And then when you would laugh, it turned you into a psycho. You was like, ha, 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 ha. Chilling like a villain. I'm a villain who's chilling. So you got some Chardonnay.
Oh my God, the fact that it's Chardonnay is just
great.
Beyond perfect.
So this is, he said it was a great bottle.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a story. This one is a Syrah. I knew I couldn't remember if you were a cab or a Syrah. Family.
I like Syrahs. I love
okay,
Syrahs. Yeah, yeah.
But wine in general, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
wine in general is
okay. Great.
Can't
tequila
go wrong.
Too. I was gonna think of, but I just like, play it safe
this
with
is
wine.
This is a good choice. Thank you.
And then this one, the story was again. I'm gonna. I think Sahouris is his name. Again, I'll text you the actual names of these people. But this guy was a big French wine guy, and then came to Oregon, and then recently passed. And this was the last wine he made.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, very cool.
So only three barrels ever.
Yeah, limited.
Dead guy wine.
We'll never, got it.
So
you,
want story, you want stories with your beverages,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is true.
Anyway.
No, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Very sweet of you.
Drink them. Think of Robbie.
And Amanda.
Yeah. Cool.
Think of Robbie.
At SB10 on Instagram, right?
SBird10. Yeah.
SBird1. And then S-Bird Twitter 10. Is?
S10Bird.
S10Bird.
I know. What was I thinking? The SBird10 was already created and then it didn't exist.
Somebody jacked
it? No, it was created. I had it for Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get on these till like late in the game.
I was late too.
Yeah. So I got it for Instagram. Great. And then when it was time to do Twitter, like a year or so later, gone.
Time to do Twitter. I know. Fuck that.
Gone. S10Bird.
You post great stuff. Your Players Tribune thing, didn't get to mention that. That was exceptional, by the way.
Which one?
Just you talking about the jump shot.
Oh, the jump shot. Yes.
That was
fun to do. I mean, who doesn't want to talk about a game where you killed it?
1,000%.
They're like, hey, what do you think of this concept? I was like, are you serious? I get to relive. I get to take all the shots.
Oh, Sue, I wanted the whole Kobe, what was the Showtime one he did where he commentated the whole game?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You do that for that game?
Yeah. What do they call it? Not Spotlight.
It was the Spike Lee one, right?
Yeah.
It was Muse, where he just narrated that whole game, but they had it shot from every angle, you know?
Yeah.
You could do that for that game.
Yeah.
I was, dying for footage in between, but I liked all the cool black and white
pickup
game court shots.
Yeah.
But you...
I missed, almost all of them. I was like, you guys are going to edit this, right?
Hilarious.
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold and windy.
That is kind of funny, though, in between a whole special about jump shot, just brick after brick.
Oh, air balls. More air balls. I would see the ball and I'd be like, pew. Yeah. I'd be like,
But you have a good narration voice for that type of stuff, too. Easy to listen to.
Thank you.
That's why I was like, man, let's get that full-length feature going.
Yeah.
Anyway, you post a lot of dope stuff.
It.
What's that?
And I'll produce it.
Yeah.
Let me know next time you're doing something.
Thanks for doing this.
Oh, anytime.
You're just the best.
Literally anytime.
I love you.
Love you too. Anytime.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.